8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. And one of the things that we have learned to expect on Fridays on Connect FM during your morning connection is the week in review as it concerns Tri-County Insider News. And hey, why should today be any different? So Bronson Rasmussen, our news director at Priority Media, has joined us once again. Hello there, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. And just like last week, we blink and it's Friday.
I know. We're clicking through these summer Fridays quite rapidly, but that's always the case, I guess. And here we are right on the verge of school starting up and putting an end to the summer season. Of course, there is kind of those last blast things during the Labor Day weekend. But we've had an interesting news week here in local news for the Tri-County area. So it's always nice to check in with you and find out what ended up being our very top stories. And then we'll head into the most interacted with stories as well. So why not get us started? What were the top stories of this past week?
Well, whenever news with this comes out, it's always up there in the top stories.
I can't imagine what you might be talking
about.
It's
got to go with everything as they move towards a trial with Herm Saplesio, former city manager here in Dubois.
Right.
Of course, last week, I believe it was also the top story of that government and them coming out with their documents saying that they are of going against a bill of particulars for the defense team, which they have been requesting that for nearly a year at this point.
Yeah.
Just a detailed list of every single alleged illegal transaction that had been made.
Right.
Well, the government said a lot of things on that, including how they really can't give their hand away in something like this, especially if this goes to trial, and how a bill of particulars is meant so there's no additional like bank accounts or anything thrown in. So it'd just be this one specific one they're looking at. Well, the defense team, they came out with a response to that. They claimed, well, you can't just say the entire account because you have to really separate which ones are allegedly illegal from actual expenses that they said was, quote, indisputable city used funds.
Yeah.
They also had claimed that in this opposition by the government, they had revealed some overlap in some money laundering charges. Of course, in the end, they asked the courts again for this bill of particulars. And so far, we haven't heard much more than that.
So I think many people are probably learning, if they didn't know so already, that one of the biggest parts of a big trial, which I believe this would qualify as a big trial, is a lot of those pre-trial motions and recommendations and the fighting that goes back and forth between the prosecution and the defense team. And that's what we're in the midst of right now.
That it is. It is at least moving forward compared to what we've been seeing ever since we got told a final extension for the bill of particulars. Now they're actually arguing reasons why.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure if that story becomes news again in the upcoming weeks, it will probably land as not only a top story, but a most interacted with story.
That it will.
But what else ranks among the top stories this past week?
Well, earlier in the week, on Monday into Tuesday, we had a report of a missing Dubois mother. Now, at this point, she had been found by state police on, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday morning.
Yeah. I think it was, but they didn't give us it until Thursday.
Right.
But they found her walking around Route 36 between Punxsie and Brookville. This was 39-year-old Brooke Andres. The night prior, when she went missing, it was Sunday night going into Monday. She was last seen by her children when tucking them into bed, and then nobody heard anything more until maintenance crews discovered the children on that Monday.
Yeah, odd story there. The good thing is, from what we know, I think everybody is safe.
And that's what that's we know so far.
Most important part, right?
Police are still investigating the reasons why all this happened.
Right,
but she has been found safe.
And hopefully there was no foul play involved that with that that situation. All right. Any other top stories before we go to the most interacted with?
Sure, I can go with one more.
Okay.
We have City of Dubois Council and the Sandy Township Supervisors. They really took a deep dive into downtown Dubois, the group, and the area itself.
Yeah.
On how we've spoke on the show multiple times, mm-hmm. you with Shirley and myself in the news, with these projects that she has planned, things yes. from public benches, which you might hear on the news today,
mm-hmm.
from three revitalization projects
yeah.
for a couple empty lots. So really, the supervisors and city council got a real insight into everything happening in the downtown and why it's so important for that in Dubois.
Sure, absolutely. It's the Downtown Matters campaign that, mm-hmm. as you accurately said, Bronson, Shirley has discussed multiple times here when we have our midweek chats and then, of course, on your special news reports. So getting a lot of attention and rightly so. Yeah,
that it is.
All right. Now, here's the fun part. We get to move into the stories that our listeners most interacted with, either on our social media sites or on our website. Mm-hmm. So what ranks there?
Well, first up, we have a Facebook rental scam. This was reported first on August 6th. Police responded to the victim who said that they had gone to a Facebook apartment ad in the Clearfield area from a person claiming to be Joseph N. D. Bona, who asked them to send an application fee and security deposits on this apartment in Apple gift cards.
Mm.
Once the victim did that, this person ceased all contact with them.
Yeah.
And now police are investigating, but also telling you to be really wary of scams like this, especially when you're asked to pay in something like gift cards.
Exactly. That is a big, big, huge red flag mm-hmm. there. So hopefully they'll be able to track that down. What else did the people interact with the most?
Well, this one's a bit old. It really got up last Friday, but we were already past week in review at that point.
Yeah.
It was earlier in that week, so a week ago from Tuesday, authorities were investigating a death at the Moshannon Valley Ice Processing Center in Phillipsburg.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned a lot more at this point, but there's not much we want to say on air because we found out that this person did take their life, which is something we really don't report on. It's the only reason that we came out with it in the first place, even though it sounded like that from the beginning, was that it happened at this ice processing center. So that's always suspicious, and they goes a lot larger than just something local. They had to get a hold of the Homeland Security, the Chinese embassy,
mm-hmm.
all of that. That has to be done because of this one incident.
Okay. Well, in just a moment, we are going to find out Bronson's choice mm-hmm. of the top story of the week. But do you have one last most interacted with story for us?
That we do. This one's out in Forest County, so a little out of our area. However, the woman involved is from Kane, mm-hmm. which is just inside our reach. Well, she was a former corrections officer and is now facing multiple charges after police say that she was allegedly sleeping with multiple inmates while she was conspiring with them to commit fraud and engaging in these sexual relationships. This was 35-year-old Christina Miller. She was from Kane, working as a corrections officer. But now she has been let go from the job and is facing multiple charges, including institutional sexual assault, unlawful use of a computer, identity theft, and theft by deception.
Okay. Now, Bronson, you get to collect and write and assemble these stories throughout the week. So you get a chance to find, hey, that story really caught my attention, or I find it interesting, or I really like that a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it Bronson's Choice, and that's what's next, right?
That it is.
Okay.
Well, we spoke about this a bit at the beginning of the show. It's almost back to school time.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday for a lot of the local schools in our area. Well, we had one from Brockway story that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke with Superintendent Brian Mulholland and how really you should start preparing already with school being right around the corner, not to mention getting things like your supplies or getting your class schedules, the bus routes, but things like getting your sleep schedule in order.
Right.
Sleeping in all summer and then all of a sudden having to wake up early to go to school, that will throw off a lot of kids' plans.
For sure. And not just for the students, but for the parents as well.
That too.
Yeah. No doubt.
As we move towards school season, it's also important for you to stay safe. Make sure you know where your kids are and watch yourself on the roadways, especially as children will be walking to and from school and there's a lot more traffic in those busy school hours.
All right. Great pick, Bronson, for your top story, Bronson's Choice for the week. And thank you for keeping us up to date on Tri-County Insider News.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to be here.